It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. It's Tuesday, right?
Oh, man.
Crazy. There's been a whirlwind of everything going on in life. But good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, man, recovered. Oh, my God. You think that you're going to get back and after a weekend of sports, your favorite teams, everybody going down to the wire, comebacks, late second field goals.
Yeah.
All this stuff, team tricking off a damn game on a Sunday to a terrible damn team, and you come down Monday, and, obviously, we're talking about the doubleheader. Just – the array of emotions, Andy, and it was, it was just like, okay, we leave here because I'm during the handoff between Dukes and Bell. I go to the restroom, come back, it's 2-0 Braves.
Yep.
Like, all right, yep. here we go, yep. Baby. Let me help you get home, turn the game on, sitting there watching just me because nobody's, me and Sebastian chilling, and got like an hour and a half to I got to go pick up Samson. So I'm like, okay. And then to get to the eighth inning, Andy, and I was like, oh, hell no. That's all I heard. That was it.
What was the moment? Like, what was the oh hell no moment? Because that eighth and ninth inning lasted forever.
It did.
Like it went on for an hour and a half.
And when they had two on and no outs, I was like, oh man. And then I'm thinking like, okay, this bullpen has been pretty good all year. Dudes have been doing. Yeah. These are our guys right here. And then I knew it was going to be some smoke. When they had to take Jimenez out and put in the – I was like,
yep.
And no, he's been great all year.
Yep.
But for some reason, at that moment, at that time right there, I said, oh, hell. This don't seem like it's going to go well.
Yep.
And damn it, Andy, if it didn't go well.
No, it didn't go well.
Yes.
Didn't go well.
Yes.
Late in that ball game.
You're sitting there like, ah! You come back like, man, have they really come back at all this year at this part of the game?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're just hanging. Let's go, Bravo. Let's go, baby. Oh, man. Oh, Isaac's up. All right, come on, Isaac. Go, go, go. Oh, jumping up and down, scared the dog, scared the 2-year-old. Still ain't got to go get the baby yet. So I'm sitting there, all right, here we go, boys. And damn it, when Lindor hit the ball, and I saw Michael's trot. Like,
yeah, you can tell by the trot.
That damn ball is gone.
You can tell by the trot.
I was like, that ball is gone.
When Lindor came up.
Kind of felt it.
Yeah, because I just like,
kind of felt it.
You're watching the game, but I wasn't as like locked in. Like undivided attention as I probably would have liked to have been.
Yeah.
We were watching it on my wife's phone at Lily's gymnastics class.
Right.
So we're sitting there on the phone. All the other parents are actually watching their children. Not us. We're watching the Braves game.
Yeah.
And we're living and dying with it, going nuts and all that. Because I didn't know when Marte got the hit, I didn't realize he had pinch hit and he was batting ninth.
Yes.
So I was like, oh.
And that's what threw me off.
Here comes Francisco Lindor.
And that's why I'm with you. And I was like, how the hell is Lindor up already?
Right. I was like, what do you mean he's up again?
Yeah.
He was just up.
Yes.
Yeah. And when he came up, I was like,
I said the same thing.
Because if they would have played the games on Wednesday and Thursday, he wouldn't have been playing because he was injured. He was injured. And this is what we talked about last week. It was like, there's some good parts of it. There's some bad parts of it. Whatever. You just got to win the game and get in the playoffs. But that dude Lindor, who's probably been the second best player in the National League all year, is going to be back on Monday.
Yep.
And boy, if he wasn't back on Monday.
Yeah, man.
Goodness gracious.
Made plays in the field.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude was unbelievable, man. But, yeah, then you see it, then the emotions come back down, and then damn lose the game. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, let me go get my boy. And so I'm in the car line to pick up Sammy, listen to the Dukes of Bell, talk about the game and everything. And then I hear Mike Bell says, Chris Hill's not going to play. I was like, hold on. And then Carl's reaction was the best. Said, what? Carl's reaction was the best. Carl said, say what?
Because I think everyone had the same reaction.
And I said the same thing. I was like, and so.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
And as soon as I'm saying this, Samson is getting in the car and looks at the Braves win. I was like, no, nah, man, but it was a great game. And then he heard Mike say it again. Chris Hill's not playing. And Chris Hill's not playing. Who's pitching? I was like, hell, I don't know.
They haven't announced it yet.
I was like, I don't know. So I get back to the house bunk and I'm just sitting there like, ain't this bottom? You know what?
Yeah.
That's all I can think about. And then you're
like, this is what happened.
This is what happened. Maybe fittingly,
yes. But this is what happened.
And then all the stuff kept going. I saw Ron LaCunha's breath. I said, watch him hit a damn home run, too.
I know.
You're like, what?
I know. All the worst case scenarios started running through my mind.
He's a slick-ass fielder, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a good little player.
But obviously, they were able to get the win. They got on top early. And then, you know, they were able to figure some things out. Ozuna, cash in. And then you get the other two dudes again. It's like, okay. You got another shot.
Yeah, Jimenez and Iglesias got to get a little redemption in game two. Look, you won one of the two of them. You needed to, right? That's all it took. You just needed to win one of the two of them. Would have been nice to win the one where both teams were trying, but unfortunately, they out-battled you. The Mets just had more clutch than the Braves did in the first game.
Right.
I don't care that we beat the B team in game two. You're going to the playoffs. You're going to the playoffs. You just had to win one of the two of them. And we were talking about it yesterday. It's like, man, it's going to be hard for any team to win both of these. Because if you win the first one, you don't care about the second one. You're in. Doesn't matter. It would be cool to have beat the Mets twice and kept them out. I'm sure the Mets would have loved to have beat the Braves twice and kept them out.
Yeah.
But there was, you know, that second game was... That had all the intensity of about a preseason football game.
I was just white, dude. I really, really was. I mean,
that
the
game
was like, all right.
A joke. Yeah, they should have just shook hands and been like, forfeit. Yeah, you guys are in. Sorry, Diamondbacks.
Like, you can tell the Mets weren't into it.
Yeah, they weren't into it. They were done. They were half drunk from celebrating after the first game. Now, I will say, Grant Holmes being called into that situation, given his story, the fact that this guy hadn't played Major League Baseball, he'd been in the minor leagues for 10 years, he finally gets the call up this year, and he's had a really nice year.
Right.
Like, Grant Holmes has been a contributor to this baseball team unexpectedly in various roles throughout the year. So for him to get that start was really cool, and he did a really nice job. He had 7 strikeouts in 4 innings, and then they just, like we said, you just got to unload the clip, man. Like, everybody, all hands on deck. Deisabel Hernandez, Dylan Lee, Reynaldo Lopez pitched an inning, which I guess kind of counts as his, like, off day, keep his arm healthy stuff,
and
he was good. Jimenez gets in there and avenges what happened in game one. Iglesias gets in there and picks up his 34th save of the year and avenges what happened in game one. And now you play today. So all that craziness of yesterday, hopefully they enjoyed the celebration, hopefully not too much, because they had to fly across the country, and they play the Padres, who were a very good baseball team today, and we don't even know who's pitching.
Yep, and that's where it is.
We're going to find out before the show's over.
But that's where it is, dog. It's like, okay, like, I love what Snit said. Hey, but we're in. All right, let's go pop these things. Don't swallow too much.
Yeah, just swish it around.
Swish it around. Get your nice little little buzz. All right, then let's get on the airplane, and we got to get up out of here, man, because we got to get up, rest up, and everything. And adrenaline, they're going to be tired as hell.
Yeah.
They're going to be tired as hell.
It would have been nice to have a little bit of a shorter flight, but it is what it is.
Exactly. They got to go all the way to San Diego. So, I mean, but they're flying in comfort. Probably slept the whole way there.
Hopefully.
They are fine. And then, again, you got to reboot, and it's time to go. And now we're in a situation where, because they always say the hotter team usually plays, you know, even if it's a wild card or whatever, the team that comes in playing the hottest usually has the best opportunity. Are the Braves playing hot?
I wouldn't say hot.
Okay, all right.
I wouldn't say hot.
All right, okay. They got some hot players. Like, Ozzy's hot. Michael's hot.
Yeah. I wouldn't say hot. I don't think they didn't, like, steamroll their way into the playoffs.
Right.
But they're in there.
They're in, man.
I wouldn't say they limped into the playoffs either. The Diamondbacks were the team that didn't deserve to make it for the way that they played over the last couple of weeks, and they're the team that didn't make it. The Padres have been playing some pretty good baseball over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
All right, so whatever. I don't care. They don't know anything about the pitcher that's going today, yeah, unless man, unless it's Bryce Elder, in which case they do very much know a lot about him. I don't want to see that.
We got the ace, man. You know, we got it. We all right right now.
Who's the ace?
I don't know, Andy.
Because the ace, the guy that's going to win the NL Cy Young Award and won the Triple Crown in the National League, got scratched from his start yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he's not even on the roster for the wild card series.
And that's bad.
Because he's probably not going to be able to go in the next 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking about back spasms, and then you got to get on the airplane to fly. 4 hours on a plane, that don't help at all, you know. But, I mean, it was one of the best games, even though he lost. Just an unbelievable, unbelievable baseball game. But I'm still like, once they closed it out, I was happy. Mm-hmm. But while I was sitting there watching, I'm still thinking about damn game one. Like, I cannot believe blew this damn game.
I was thinking about what you just said about it was a great game, even though my team lost. I think you got to be a real mature sports fan to be able to say that.
Because I am.
Because
I am.
If you're a Georgia fan and a Braves fan, you saw two incredible games in 3 days.
Yep.
And your team lost both of them.
Yep.
But to say, that was a great game.
Yep.
Because there was a time in my life where I'd be like, no, if they lost, the game sucked.
Right.
And if they won, the game was great. I don't care if they won 50-0 or 1-0 or whatever. The game was awesome.
Right.
No, those are great games. It sucks that the teams that we wanted to win didn't win those games. Now, nice for the Braves. They got to come back later in the evening and win a game to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's a sign of a mature sports fan to say, you know what, that game was great.
But you
didn't turn out the way I wanted it to.
I do my best to be a mature sports fan.
Well, you are.
Yeah,
I have no doubt that you are.
I can't deal with that stress in the anger.
How is the little guy dealing with, I know you were just talking about it, but how is he dealing with losing game one and then?
Because he didn't get to see it.
Did he even watch game two?
He was cool. So we get back to the house.
Because I know the Bulldogs put him through the ringer on Saturday night.
So he's like, hey, Dad, because he had no homework, is it, but he got to study. So I give you a couple hours, go, and then we're going to be studying. So I'm going to go upstairs. Call me when the game's on.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, no problem. Saying, hey, the game's on. Comes down, sits there for like maybe the first inning. He's like, I can't watch this. But he was so mad, again, that they lost that game. He was mad. I mean, he's been I don't think he's recovered from this Bulldog thing yet. But he was still mad about that game one that he didn't even watch. And then the fact is, he was in the car when he heard calling Mike say, "There's no Chris Sale." This dude was livid yesterday, man, all day. But he good now, though.
That's what they do to you.
He good now, man.
That's what they do to you. But
that was funny.
Is Ian Anderson gonna start a baseball game for the first time in 2 years today in the playoffs?
Because
Bryce Elder made one start this year against the Padres, and it didn't go great.
No, it did not.
Nah. Three innings, six runs, homer. We don't need that again.
It was bad.
A.J. Smith-Shawver, I mean, they rolled the dice.
I'm tired of hearing about him.
It's funny. You're the most anti-A.J. Smith-Shawver person
in the
city.
I'm tired of hearing about him, man. I am.
Why?
You know that.
I know, but I don't know. I still don't know why.
I'm tired of hearing about A.J. Smith-Shawver.
He's like 20.
Huh?
He's like 20.
So? Show me why you wear that uniform.
Well, maybe he'll get a chance to today.
Yeah. I'm just tired of hearing about him.
I'd like him to gain your trust.
And that's what, you know how I am with these damn prospect young men. That's how you got to do it. All right? Don't keep on telling me about all this stuff. All right? And the velocity and all this crap. Play well.
He got hurt. He had one good start. Then he got hurt.
Hey, man, that means he's soft.
All right. As soon as we know, you'll know. They have to make the roster declaration by one. So we will get breaking news today. Take that, Dukes and Bell. I don't know how they're going to somehow steal it from us. The Braves are going to withhold it until 2 o'clock somehow and then announce it. But we should know the starting pitcher and what the roster looks like by around 1 o'clock today. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. Thanks for being with us. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know. I forgot. Sorry, Bo.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Grounder to short. Arcia's got it. Twists and turns. The Braves battle their way back into the playoffs for a seventh straight season.
You're never, ever guaranteed this and enjoy the hell out of it. I don't care how in the hell we get in. We're in now, fellas, because anything can happen in this week's season. Congratulations. Have a great time. Here we go. Let's go!
Yeah, hell yeah. That snit after the game last night. Second game, because the first game, obviously, no one could... They met celebrated a little bit, but they couldn't pop champagne or anything like that.
And I bet I would have been... If I know I'm going to play... Hell, even though I know I was playing, I'm going to that clubhouse get me a swig.
Oh, so, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, make between a little flask between, or something innings, like that. Between especially innings? If you're not going to play.
Yeah, between innings.
Like, if you're... Yeah.
Lindor.
Like, Lindor didn't play in the second game.
The catcher didn't play either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get me a swig. I'm going to get me a swig.
Yeah, I would, too. Or just make myself a little, like... You know, you got those Gatorade cups or a water bottle. Yeah. Make yourself a Gatorade water bottle cocktail.
Yes.
Just like a like an dude. Old, I think they call that the Steve Sarkisian, because that's how he used to drink them on the sideline at USC.
We've been did that before Steve. We've been playing the fourth preseason game.
Mm.
And so you're playing the fourth preseason
game. A little sideline cocktail?
Hell yeah.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
What would be in there?
A little Tito's.
And?
Or vodka. We didn't drink Tito's.
That was pre-Tito's.
What did we drink? We drank Grey Goose. Had some Goose or some Bevy in there.
With what? Just straight up Grey Goose?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go. So it's not really a cocktail then.
What's the difference between a cocktail and a drink, Andy?
I think a cocktail is like the liquor and then it's got a mixer.
That's not true.
I think so.
Then what's a drink?
I don't know. But what you were doing was shots.
But it's not a shot, though, if it's not drinking out of a shot glass. Like, I swear you got the bottle. That ain't no shot.
That's a pull or a tug.
I think if you add ice, it does become a cocktail.
Was there ice in it?
It was in the bottle, yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were just sipping it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cocktail.
Yeah, I mean, you're the bartender. Yeah. Is vodka on the rocks a cocktail?
Or a martini? Whatever you want to call it.
I don't drink no damn martinis, Bo.
Yeah, you do.
No, the hell I don't, Bo.
I've served you one.
I don't. No, you ain't never served me no damn martini, Bo.
Martinis are delicious.
You ain't never in your life served me no damn martini. Don't come over here capping now.
Not on purpose, at least.
When the hell I had a martini, Bo?
Because I gave you some Tito's in a glass.
Okay, that's Tito's in the glass. Martini is the one that little, you know what I'm talking about.
It doesn't have to have olives and be in a fancy glass.
It does. It does in my book.
What if it was a hard martini? Because there was no vermouth or anything.
I don't
like that in it.
Drink nothing that says titty in it. All right, martini, Bellinis. If you got an eni in it, I don't drink it. All right,
Appletini.
I don't drink none of that.
Bellini.
Yeah, I don't drink none of that. You gave me a cup, because it wasn't a glass. It was a cup of vodka on the rocks. That's my drink. That ain't no teeny.
Randy Teeny?
Randy, hey, Randy drinks dranks, not cocktails.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Just so you know. Anyway, if you were one of those Mets, you could have been getting hammered in the dugout. That would have been perfectly fine because you won game one. The Braves won game two, so they could not really get hammered afterwards. Yeah. Maybe swig a little champagne and enjoy it a little bit, but you got to get showered up and out to the West Coast.
It ain't no time to go home or nothing.
Because they play the San Diego Padres tonight.
Yes.
They play them tonight. Not tomorrow night. Yeah. Not midday tomorrow. They play tonight at 8:40.
Yes.
So hopefully, you know, I mean, quick turnaround.
They're there. They're getting some rest. Usually, what time? Like 3 hours prior to the game, they usually get to the ballpark somewhere around that area, Bo. And so, you got time to rest and get off your feet and everything. It's San Diego.
It'll be nice.
Yes. 3 hours nice when you have to turn the lineup cards in before the game.
3 hours.
They're probably at the park. Like, they're probably going straight there. They flew in last night, I guess.
Yeah, I bet they were there by. And the good news is when you fly that way, you get the time back.
Right.
So that's not bad. I guess it'll be 8:38 our time, 5:38 out there when they first pitch tonight.
So yeah,
but
get you some rest.
The real question is first pitch is thrown. We know who the first pitch is going to be thrown by because he plays for the Padres. But who's going to throw the first pitch for the Braves tonight? We're all waiting patiently to find out together because we don't know.
Who do you think?
I think it'll be. I want it to be Ian Anderson.
You think it'll be Elder?
I think it'll be Bryce Elder. I think it'll be Bryce Elder. You don't think so? You think? I mean, I don't want it to be Bryce Elder.
That's not going
to
surprise me one bit.
He's made 10 starts this year.
But if you leave Sale off the roster, that's a spot. So, I guess that pitcher would. I think maybe you find a way to get A.J. Smith-Shawver and Ian Anderson there, or maybe Bryce Elder too, and pitch all three of them if you have
Just keep them on the roster. Because it's three games. I mean,
there's a postseason roster that includes another spot too. So
okay. Yeah, so I don't know.
Send them all out there.
But that wasn't the question, though. It's not a matter of who makes the roster. I don't know who makes the roster. Who starts tonight?
Yeah, like, but the thing about it is, like, you had to stress bullpen arms that you probably didn't want to.
Yeah.
Like, it's all hands on deck. Ain't no time to be tied. Oh, he pitched too many innings. It's suck it up and go.
They used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pitchers in the second game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
really?
Like, Lopez, he might have to go again.
Lopez is going to start game three.
Well.
If they get there.
Does Charlie get a start?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not in this series.
Okay. Well, put Charlie ass in there.
For what?
To relieve somebody. I don't know, Andy. I'm just trying to get it where.
Let's not find reasons to get Charlie Morton in the game if we don't have to.
Charlie or Chavez?
No. Terrible.
Which one are you taking?
Terrible idea. For the roster.
Yeah, for the roster. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, God. Charlie, I guess. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
yes, yeah. You can't have Chavez on the roster.
No, you cannot.
Anyway, the roster will come out today right around 1 o'clock. At that point, we'll know at least who's going to be playing in the series. Hopefully they tell us, you know what? That's what they're going to do.
What's that?
That's what they're going to do. The roster is going to come out at 1, but they're not going to announce the starting pitcher until after 2 o'clock.
Well, when do they
that's how they're going
to
screw us.
How long before do you have to – you said the lineup has to come in with three,
three hours. Game
before?
Starts at 8.
Okay, so
– Dukes and Bell.
Damn.
Every time we think we got a story, we
every
don't.
Damn time.
All right.
They do usually announce it by the time, like, well
usually,
before they turn the, you know.
Usually.
I don't think they're going to make that decision 3 hours before the game. Surely they kind of even know already.
they made the Grant Holmes decision 30 minutes before the game yesterday.
Grant was chilling.
He was, excuse me?
Huh? I'm starting?
No.
With our season on the line?
Guys, we lost game one.
Yeah.
I was maybe going to play if we won game one. We lost. Chris Sale's got a pitch.
Yeah.
We got to win to go to the playoffs. Now, Chris got back spasms. Do you think they knew about this all week?
Yes.
Is this why this was the ace in the whole thing?
I just think it was, man. They just flared up today? I mean, yesterday?
I don't know. I only had back spasms once, and they did just flare up. I didn't see them coming, and boy, do they suck. You ever had back spasms? Good Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to miss the game.
Yeah,
I'm going to miss the game.
That, like, it's
I got them Friday after practice. We had Friday after practice. It was the away game too. So I had to lay on the damn floor on the plane.
Yeah, I bet you did
everything. But yeah, that because
it's like as soon as you get in that wrong position and it starts going, like your body just like you got not good. Anyway, hopefully Sale gets better fast, and also they play long enough for him to pitch again. Because I won't be surprised if he's not even on the
roster. That's all that matters. The Braves are in, and they got they got a shot. And that's the thing about it. You got a shot, and you got arms when they're on. Gives you a shot to win every game, and obviously we don't know who's going today. Max Fried's going tomorrow. He was
awesome.
He was freaking. What's the better than awesome?
He was almost perfect.
He was spectacular.
Yep, he was.
Like we called him to be spectacular, and he was spectacular.
The only thing that sucked about that was, and I don't blame him for doing it. I think he was probably right in the moment, but as he's walking off the field, Brandon Godden on the broadcast is like, if that's the last time we see Max in a Braves uniform at Truist, dang, yeah, you're right.
He was.
It might be.
He was spectacular.
Might be. Unless, you know, they advance in the playoffs and he makes a start and all that kind of stuff. Or, and I know this sounds crazy, or they just sign him to a contract. They could just sign him.
They can do that.
They could.
I don't think they will.
No, they won't.
Unless we're like,
you don't have to let all the free agents leave.
Yeah, unless we're like missing out on the market for Max, I don't think he's gonna be here.
No. He's gonna make a lot of money. Yeah. But again, they could. They have it.
Yeah.
They have it. Yeah. They can pay it to him. Yeah. But all right, let's hear from Raheem Morris, who similarly to the Braves, immediately on to the next game because the Falcons play on Thursday night. Here he is talking about that.
You know, I do, but you tend to come down quicker when you know it's a division opponent. When you know you got what's got to happen next, you know, you start to think about the planning for the Thursday night football game. After you finish the guys off and you get those guys knowing that they got to get ready for it. It's ready like, hey, let's get right into the training room and make sure we can be the healthier team when it comes Thursday in order to get there to play our best football coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing when you play that Sunday game and you got it Thursday. I mean, it's you usually get the rest of the day off on Sunday, and then you're back in just like any other day. But the thing about the Monday is not like a regular Monday without a Thursday game. You got to get into meetings, mm-hmm. and I'm talking about Tampa meetings. You know, okay, we might show a couple clips of the New Orleans game, but we're straight to Tampa right now. Today is going to be the only day you get on the field, probably. Thursday will be a walkthrough. I'm sorry, Wednesday, tomorrow, but we're up there, would be just a walkthrough. It's time to go play.
Yeah.
So you get one day on the grass to move around. That's today.
And so in a normal week, Wednesday is the first day of practice,
yes.
right? Practice Wednesday,
yes.
Thursday, yes. kind of Friday, walkthrough yes. Saturday.
Right.
This time you get one day to kind of practice and
yes.
then walk through.
Yes, because like
and deal with
like,
all the injuries.
Like yesterday is usually a mixture, but it's more like a walkthrough. He's probably out there with a helmet, and then you go through some stuff, and that's the first and second down. Today is when you put your third, fourth, all those blitz and everything. You put that in the day, and more likely you're gonna be in just helmets too. And then tomorrow, it's walkthrough on the grass with hats, mm-hmm. and then you get ready to go play.
Mm-hmm. Thursday night football right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Like Randy said, we will we'll be in Flowery Branch tomorrow. Just was sort of the week moved around and schedules moving around. They're gonna let me and Randy talk to Coach tomorrow, so we're gonna get a chance to talk to Raheem tomorrow.
Yes,
and a player. We don't know who yet, but right around 11:40. So that's kind of fun.
Little
midweek access for the midday guys.
Bring us Koo, man. Bring us Koo.
It's the only fitting.
It's the only
like fitting. Youngway Koo is like, I'd like to talk to any of the guys, yes. but Youngway Koo would be the most fitting person to talk to. Plus, seems like we always get to talk to Youngway Koo.
Right.
I think he kind of likes us best. You know what I mean?
I think so.
I think we're kind of his guys.
I think so, too.
So.
But we just found out today that we're going to be at Topgolf, Andy.
Hell yeah.
In Alfreda.
On Friday. That's great. You know what that means? We get to hit a lot of golf balls during the show.
I knew
Friday.
That's the first thing you thought
that's
about.
That's basically
too.
I get to go to the driving range on Friday, which was unexpected.
I knew that was going to be the first thing you thought about.
I got a new driver for my birthday.
Yeah, man.
Is it acceptable to bring your own clubs to Topgolf?
Okay, we've had this conversation. We
I haven't hit it at a driving range.
We've had this conversation, all right? And because you know, when I go to Topgolf, I'm going to Drank and Swing. All right, that's me. All right, Drank and Swing. All right, but the dudes who come in there with the perfect tuck, the perfect golf tuck. And the glove, yeah. I do feel a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you, so whatever.
I'm not gonna have my shirt tucked in.
Is you gonna have that glove?
It helps. It helps the grip.
I took my own putter to play mini golf with Olivia over the weekend last week.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is
you
awesome.
Get your strokes in, bro.
Do you have like a putter cover?
Yeah, but I didn't bring that.
You took your putter
because the putters at mini golf suck.
They do.
They do tend to suck.
They do.
They do suck.
They do.
They're just kind of
one too. So
that's what I was gonna say. You had to beat that child that bad that you brought your own club.
We played 36 holes. I won both rounds.
Wow. Both ends of the doubleheader you accomplished what the Braves and the Mets were unable to accomplish yesterday. Now your opponent was an 11-year-old or 10-year-old.
10 in January. Yeah.
But a very athletic 10-year-old.
Very. Wait till the back page. Wow.
You saw this real quick, Andy. Gonzaga. Joining the Pac-12.
Yeah. Do you think that'll teach? Because I like that you said it like that because they Gonzaga, but I like people say Gonzaga because mm-hmm. it's disrespectful.
Okay.
Do you think that'll get people to say the name of their school right?
Probably not.
I don't think so either.
Because I didn't realize until you just said that I said it wrong.
I know no one does, which is the best part because it's not intentional.
Is Aga?
Gonzaga.
That's what you said, Andy.
You said Gonzaga.
Oh, okay.
Which is awesome because, like, you know, they call them the Zags.
Yes.
But if you say Gonzaga, then they'd be the Zogs. So I like to call them the Zogs. They don't have a football program, do they, over there?
They can start one.
Start one up. Start one up. Does that get the Pac-12 back to Power 5 status?
And that was going
to
be my only thing. That was my question.
They don't have a football program.
Yeah. That's going to be my question. So why y'all going then? They were in the Mountain West, right?
They were in the West Coast Conference.
The West what?
West Coast Conference.
West Coast Conference, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
I don't know either. Start football. Start football.
Everybody loves football.
The Bulldogs. The West Coast Bulldogs. No, there already is Fresno State out there, but it'll be the Northwest Bulldogs. Anyway, we'll come back. Mike Conti is going to join us. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. First hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. I haven't talked at all about the doubleheader on Monday Night Football last night.
Let's talk about it.
Again, one game was fun.
And we called it yesterday.
Yeah.
What game?
Yeah, the Lions-Seahawks game was kind of always going to be fun, and the Titans-Dolphins game was kind of always not going to be, and that's the way it played out.
That man said, I didn't even see him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can't really probably play him anymore. And then he gets hurt, and they put in the other guy, and they win. So
I didn't even see him.
There's a trend around the league with that, which we'll talk about in the NFL No Huddle. We'll get to some college football conversation at 12:20 as well. We were just looking at the reshuffling of the AP poll. Alabama at number one, not surprisingly. Georgia down to five. And the newest member of the Pac-12.
Yeah, man.
Very exciting.
Gonzaga.
No, don't say it right. Say it wrong.
Gonzaga.
You know who knows how to say it? Our next guest, Mike Conti.
Gonzaga. Tell me again why you scarred.
What?
Why you? What? Tell me again why you hate Gonzaga.
Ah, they're better than us at basketball.
Is that no reason?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it might have been like they beat you in the Sweet 16 or something.
Nah, just straight regional pettiness is all. Sure. Yeah.
But the Zogs can put all of their Zog resources into basketball. They don't have a eight-figure football team they have to fund. And are the Zogs creating a football team now?
That was what I was
wondering. Pac-12 or... Are they just going to concentrate on Zog basketball?
I think you kind of have to, don't you? Like, you can't be a member of a conference like that and not have basketball and football.
What's it? Wichita State, aren't they in, the American Athletic Conference for basketball only? I might be misremembering that.
This isn't going to do what the Pac-12 needs it to do as far as getting back into Power 5, quote-unquote, and then playoff.
See, my whole thing was that this was easy for the Pac-12. Keep Cal and Stanford when you had a chance, and then cherry pick the Mountain West. You know, Cal, Stanford, Washington State, Oregon State, those four, and then Boise, San Diego, UNLV. I'll throw Utah State in there for the TV market, and one or two others. And throw the Zogs in there as member number 11 for basketball only. You're fine. You're fine with that. I mean, that's just as good as the ACC. Maybe not just as good, but, you know, not too far below the ACC or the Big 12. I thought they had it on the plate for them. And once they let Cal and Stanford slip away, they basically became a zombie version of the WAC, and it's a shame.
They could have had game day this weekend because Cal has game day.
By the way, that game on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why wouldn't it
following
be?
Why
wouldn't it be?
Following Atlanta United on Saturday.
In Miami.
Cal and Miami.
Wow.
Classic conference matchup.
Wow.
Two academic powerhouses with a proud football tradition.
Well, I'm ready for the classic noon Big Ten game Saturday up at Beaver Stadium. Penn State and UCLA.
Yeah.
When you talk about tradition, when you talk about a rivalry that's forged in just hard-hitting football.
Blood.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
That's right.
That is not Penn State-UCLA because they have very little tradition against each other. They actually used to play in the late 60s and early 70s, believe it or not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If Washington wasn't terrible, they could have had game day because they have Michigan this
weekend.
Yeah,
a national championship rematch. And the game's on Peacock.
Seems fairly tasty, but when you lose to Rutgers.
Rutgers.
They're all right.
They're tough, man.
Look
at Rutgers' schedule,
they're
by
tough,
the way.
Man.
Like, they got a good running back, and that's about it.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be a problem down the road here with how they're going to sort out Rutgers and Indiana, because if you look at Rutgers and Indiana's schedule coming up, it is very possible that one or both of those teams could be 11-1. Because that's the way the Big Ten is set up right now. Not everyone's playing Oregon. Not everyone's playing Ohio. Rutgers does not play Penn State somehow, even though they're, you know, less than 200 miles apart. And we might run into this problem in the SEC as well. I mean, I haven't really looked at the composite schedule yet, but you could see some teams that aren't really like that good that could be standing there at the end with, you know, one or two losses because the schedule worked out in a certain way. So we'll have to see. It'll be very intriguing.
Yes, it will. With 12 teams, there's going to be a team or two that get in where people are like, huh?
Ew. Yeah.
And then they're going to get smoked, and right. That's going to be that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk. I know Hawks Media Day was yesterday, and we'll get to that in a minute. Awesome to talk to Trae Young yesterday. If you missed that, check out the interview on the website. Falcons 2-2. Not the quarter pole, but pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
How are you assessing the way that you've seen this football team play?
Starting to get a little impatient. You know, I felt like this would be a work in progress initially. Again, you've added a lot of new pieces, including a new quarterback and new coordinators, new coach. You felt like it would be maybe a teeny bit of a work in progress. At least I assessed the first four games on the schedule. I thought 2-2 would be reasonable based on the quality of opponents who are playing. I did not think they would beat Philadelphia. I thought maybe they would beat Pittsburgh. So you're still in the same spot. Is the way that they're winning games sustainable?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
And that's what hopefully will start to evolve over the next couple weeks. But they're 2-2. Yep. And that's a lot better than being 1-3 or 0-4. You have not lost a divisional game yet. Got to keep this going now on Thursday, and they got to keep it going the following Sunday. But if you get to 3-0 in the division, and you're still dealing with some of these growing pains, you can be maybe a little more tolerant of that. But I thought Mike Johnson did a really good job on the postgame show Sunday of breaking this down. The Falcons right now, their offense essentially is two running plays, and then, you know, whatever they can get in the passing game. But their rush offense is basically two plays right now in the playbook that they can run. That's not sustainable. Kirk Cousins has the mobility of Ron Jaworski. I mean, this is just, it's not going to work. I heard a call on the morning show today, and it made me think for a second. Because the discussion that Bo and Mike and Tiffany were having was about, do you go to the wildcat in short yardage situations now? Because no one's honoring Cousins' ability to sneak it. Would teams maybe honor Michael Penix's ability to sneak it or run a bootleg or do something like that, get out of the pocket? And if so, what do you think about maybe putting him in there? Thought that was that made me pause for a moment when I was sipping on my coffee on the way down. I thought,
yeah. I think to me, like maybe, I don't know, whatever.
They're not going to. I think it's an intriguing suggestion.
I think it's unfortunate that four games in, there's any suggestion that's intriguing about Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's more of a conversation about what Cousins has looked like than anything
well,
else.
This is really kind of a bizarre feeling in general. Like, and it's no disrespect to anyone on the radio station yesterday, but I'm listening to 92.9 yesterday. It sounds like the Falcons lost the game. You know, the way that we were all reacting and the way that, frankly, our listeners were calling in and reacting as well, it felt like if you did not know the final score of that game on Sunday, that the Falcons would have lost. That is really very interesting because it's really very interesting. Because, look, Falcons haven't been a winning football team for 7 years.
Right.
I just find it interesting. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe we're all evolving here as a football culture in Atlanta where – we're not just tolerant of win and move on, but it does strike me that, you know, for a team that hasn't been in the playoffs in 7 years, there seems to be more of an expectation than just, hey, make the playoffs.
Because the way it was sold this whole offseason, you're getting in Kirk Cousins. Because nobody knew Kirk was not going to be where he needed to be by the time the season started. Nobody anticipated. A couple of us were like, it's a possibility that could happen, you know. And I never believe in the pregame hype when you go to see the practice. Oh, he had him lined up right there, and this guy was lined up over there.
Right.
And they did this and all that.
Right.
I don't fall for that because I know what I'm looking at. But I look at it, when's a win? When's the win and you move on? And, you know, your offense, and like Mike Johnson said, he's absolutely correct. I'm a big fan of Mike when he talks ball. They're two plays. Stretch right, stretch left.
Yeah.
And that's what this offense is, but it has different variations off of it if the stretch right, stretch left are not being successful. What are mm-hmm. those variations off of? They don't run them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just don't
yeah,
run them.
Good point.
They just don't run them.
The weird, I'm with you just in terms of like the reaction to the season thus far. Because I would wonder if you listened to the station the Monday after the Chiefs game, if it didn't sound like they won.
Yep.
That's like, a good point.
I was blown away. Yep. Yeah. And I'm not criticizing or saying anybody's wrong or anything like that, but I was blown away by the positive reaction to a loss. Especially, and I know people were mad about the final play and some of the play calling and stuff like that, but there was so much like, well, yeah, but I can see, and you know what I mean? And then they beat the Saints, which they don't always do, and certainly not over the last handful of years, certainly not last year.
Well, I mean, look at, how many times do the, and you could include the Philadelphia game in this, how many times over the last decade have the Falcons, or at least since the Super Bowl season, have the Falcons won a game like that?
None. Very few. They always lose that game.
Very, very few.
The last 5 years, the Falcons lose that game on Sunday 90% of the time.
So they've done a couple things out of character in a good way. The reaction to the Kansas City game, I think, was largely framed, Andy, by A, the quality of opponent you were playing, and B, the fact that you had an egregious missed call at the end of that game that affected the outcome. Mm-hmm. I would point out that there was an egregious call against the Falcons on the final drive that could have affected the outcome of Sunday. Falcons had a very tough whistle Sunday, I felt.
Yes,
I don't think that's been really talked about enough. You don't want to make excuses or anything like that. But anyhow, long story short, I'm impatient. It needs to get better, but I like being 2-2 and needs to get better as opposed to 0-4 and maybe out of the
No doubt. Real quick, Mike, I know we had Trey Young yesterday.
Yeah.
Is there a different feel up there? Because
they want to prove the doubters wrong.
What doubters that what? Like,
well, I think doubters that the Hawks are playing or worse.
Okay.
I think they want to prove that notion wrong. This is going to be a fascinating season because this is truly, truly Trae Young's basketball team now. Okay. This is truly his team. This is his show. He is the superstar. He doesn't have to, share backcourt time with, an equally prolific scorer. He will facilitate, as I'm sure, as he always does. But now Trey's got to take a leadership role in his seventh year where he's got young developing players around him, and their development will be crucial.
Right.
Zach Risacher's development will be crucial this year. If he turns out to be anything more than just a rotational player, the Hawks are really going to have something. Again, assuming Jalen Johnson continues on the path that he's on, and Bogey remains solid, and hopefully Okongwu grows a little bit more. But I just got the sense talking to some of the players up there yesterday, not on tape, just conversations, that they feel they are doubted and they are eager to prove the doubters wrong. Not necessarily shock the world.
Right.
It's not like they said that. But, I just don't know. The Eastern Conference got a lot better this offseason.
Yeah.
I don't know if
and
the
was
Hawks.
Good already.
Yeah. I don't know if the Hawks got just as better as the Knicks or some of the other teams in the East that they're going
to
be chasing.
They will definitely have an opportunity to prove doubters wrong because I think there'll be plenty of doubters.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot of doubters in the city of Atlanta.
Sure.
And that would be fair.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely fair. So we'll see. But very positive vibe up there yesterday. Let's keep everyone healthy through this training camp. We'll have a game a week from tonight on 92.9 The Game. First preseason game of
that's
the year,
crazy.
So it's coming.
That's
get ready.
Crazy.
Damn.
Hawks versus Pacers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Halliburton.
That rivalry.
Lloyd Pierce on
Lloyd
the staff
Pierce.
Still, right? He still coaches there? I think so. Oh, he did.
Yeah. He did. You're definitely right.
All right, Mike, we appreciate it. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's better.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local pitch hit and run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.